You have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Nick. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Yes.
And are you calling from a safe location, ma'am?
Yeah, I'm calling because I need my car needs to be jumped.
Gotcha. And am I speaking with the Miss Maria Letico?
Yes.
Okay. I'm showing in the system that you already have a dispatch that's been created with us. You mind if I take a second to review this ticket, ma'am?
Yes, it's because I had to call back because they couldn't find the second vehicle on there, so I had to call back so they could fix it.
Okay. Well, let's go ahead and try to go ahead and open this ticket. Give me just one moment, okay?
No problem.
Okay, Ms. Letico, I do have your ticket pulled up, and what I'm going to do is we're going to go ahead and finish it in just a second, but I do need to get my supervisor to override a few things in the system for me, considering that you just told me that you already did speak with your insurance company, and you already have that vehicle added on your policy. Is that right?
Yeah, it's been on the policy, but mm-hmm. They said that it needed to be added in y'all's system. I literally just off the phone with them.
Right. Okay. Well, being that they already confirmed that the vehicle is on your policy, we just have to override in our system so we can go ahead and continue service, okay?
Okay, no problem.
All right, give me just 1 second. I'll be getting you mapped and located in just one moment. If you don't mind, Ms. Letico, could you tell me the year, make, and model of the vehicle that you were calling in the jumpstart of?
It's a 2003 RX300 Lexus.
Gotcha. Just 1 second.
Thank you.
I'm so sorry for the wait, ma'am. I'm still waiting on the supervisor. I do apologize, ma'am.
It's okay.
All right, thank you so much for your patience, Mr. Tigo. We are good to go here. Now I just need to ask you just a few more additional questions just to let the provider know, okay?
Okay.
All right, did your engine start running while you were driving?
Actually, I know why it said. It said because I left the light on inside.
Okay, gotcha. All right. And do you know if that vehicle is back into a parking space?
No, it's on the street.
Gotcha. And are there any other vehicles currently parked around it?
Yeah, I parked my other car in front of it so gotcha. That no one could park right there. So when so people come, I could just move my other car.
I know, right? That's good. That was smart, actually. All right. And when we do get that provider out there to you, ma'am, will you be there in attendance with the vehicle?
Yes.
And you do have those keys, right?
Yes.
Gotcha. And I'm just getting you mapped and located. Would you be located at your home address on your policy at 4222 West Madison?
No. Okay. I'm at 1224 South Troy Street. It's Troy and Roosevelt.
Gotcha. Still in Chicago, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
The zip code is 60623.
All right. Thank you so much for your patience, Ms. Latigo. I do have you mapped and located, so I'm going to go ahead and reach out to the provider so we can go ahead and get you taken care of with that jump start, okay?
Thank you.
No problem at all. And once I do have them secured for you, ma'am, you receive a text message with that provider's phone number and their ETA time.
Okay, thank you.
No problem at all. Did you have any questions or comments for me, ma'am?
Nope.
All right. Thank you so much, ma'am. I just want to say your patience was greatly appreciated. I thank you so much for that, okay?
No problem.
All right.
And could you just read the address back to me so I can make sure you have the correct address of where I'm at?
Oh, absolutely. That was 1214 South Troy Street in Chicago.
No, 1224.
Gotcha. Let me go back real quick. And you did state that cross street was Roosevelt, right?
Troy and Roosevelt. They can't miss it because there's like a camper parked on the street, like, and there's a funeral home at the corner. It's right before the stoplight.
Gotcha. I think I see what the issue is here. Is this an apartment complex?
Yeah.
Okay, that's why it just pops up as the building name and not the your specific apartment building.
Yeah, it's an apartment. Her apartment, she said, is apartment 2.
Okay, gotcha. All right. I do have the 1224, but the system keeps prompting the 1214. I'm thinking that's because that's the leasing office's address. I think that might be why it keeps prompting that. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to notate the 1224 in the notes just so the provider won't have any confusion about when it comes to getting you, okay, or locating you.
Okay.
Right.
My other car, the Malibu, the 2016 Malibu is parked literally directly in front of it.
Gotcha. All right. I have that notated for you, so it looks like you're all good to go. And also, I did notate and just let them know, just to give you a call just to confirm any questions that they may have, okay?
Okay, thank you.
No problem at all. You take care and you have a good one, okay?
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.